The White House Report.
Minority leaders in the House and Senate have decided to ditch President Trump with a meeting after his tweet saying, meeting with Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working. Problem is, they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and wanted to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal. After seeing the tweet, Chuck Schumer said he's ditching the meeting, but he also said President Trump needs to stop tweeting. Meanwhile, when it comes to issues of immigration, there is a current issue on the table. The deportation of 60,000 Haitians with provisional legal residency in the United States. The decision was made by the Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security after they determined that the extraordinary conditions justifying their presence in the United States following the 2010 devastating earthquake there no longer exists. Michael Steele says as it relates to the immigration issue, this administration is looking to control the browning of America. Michael Steele.
It's an unfortunate decision. I think a lot of it has to do with the view of some in our government that look, and it's not just unique to the Trump administration. I think you can find other administrations as well where the policy seems to look at Haitians as other. And their plight, their political situation on the ground, our own efforts in the past to help, but then other times to make worse their situation politically. All of that has been part of the ongoing U.S.-Haitian narrative. So this recent decision by the administration is one that I think takes a lot of people back. And because of what's going on there now and the concern that the people that are being deported, some 60,000 people, have been renewed. Their process of coming and staying in this country has been renewed over and over again. They're not a threat. They're not a terrorist threat. They're not any other kind of threat to the U.S. So the real question is, what's behind this policy? Why now? Why these people?
So what is the question? You raised a good question. What is behind it? What do you believe after watching this administration and their efforts to focus in on Stephen Miller, when he came out in the press room talking about we need to deal with our own versus other immigrants from other nations, Is this speaking to that?
I think it does. I think it's exactly what it speaks to, and I think it's an opportunity for the administration to make an example of their immigration policy, their stern foot on the neck of those who want to come to the U.S. And those who want to stay. And I think, this is good an example as any other example, certainly more problematic with Cubans, much more problematic with Hispanics, and in Haitians, again, when you already consider a group of people to be other, it is much easier to dismiss them and to use them as a political example of your self-righteous immigration policy. So, the fact of the matter is the individuals involved here have legitimately and legally gone through the process established by the United States. They have repeatedly and legally met what was required of them each time. Their status was up for renewal. And I think that's the fact that the administration is now saying that's not enough, again, speaks to very much what Steve Miller was talking about. The country cannot build walls. The country cannot indiscriminately kick people out without there being a long-term impact on, I think, the psyche of the American people and our relationships around the globe. And look, I'm not saying, y'all come and you don't have to stand in line, you don't have to meet the requirements, but when people already do, it becomes hard to justify actions like this, particularly when there's a lack of or virtually no explanation for it.
Is this a small piece of a larger puzzle when it comes to other, be it other from other nations, other in this nation? I mean, is this a small piece of a larger puzzle board.
Oh, I believe it is. I believe it is a way of controlling people's attitudes and sort of predisposing their thinking about immigration and immigrants in particular. So yeah, I think it is part of a broader strategy. I think it's part of sort of reshaping that lady who stands in the New York Harbor with that light, you know, the Statue of Liberty, reshaping her welcome to the country and how people will perceive the U.S. going forward. It is a climate, I think, that looks to turn back of the idea that it's easy to get in, it's easy to stay. And I think that it plays to other insidious views as well. All of these things come into focus around this particular policy and other policies that the administration, I think, has espoused in the past 10 months.
That's very poignant what you said. It's an effort to control the browning of America. I mean, how do you control the browning of America when we are a nation that's already seeing the children being born in this nation a majority-minority now?
You know, I didn't say it was logical, but yeah, there's an inherent fear among a number of groups of white citizens who feel that feel threatened by the loss of power, the loss of economic influence, the loss of political clout as the country changes, and it's been a narrative that's not been talked about a lot, if at all. And it's certainly a narrative that gets played out in public policy like immigration, as well as the types of programs that the government will support in the future, whether it's a CHIP program or a Pell Grant program. There are other ways in which you can work at how people feel and how people are represented and how people are supported here in the country. It's not that black folks or Spanish folks are going to get up and go away, but it's a way of letting people know who's still in charge. And I think that that's sort of an underlying attitude that backs some of these policies. And it's unfortunate, and it's got to be called out. And I think it's something that Americans need to recognize for what it is. We've got to come to grips with race. We've got to come to grips with immigration and how these two subject matters play out on a day-to-day basis in economic, health, public policy.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.